Thank you for joining us today here at the CGMAT Prayer Line. Yesterday we talked about the sinless lamb. Today I want to talk about an effective transfer. Read with me John 10:28. John 10:28, if you got your Bibles out today. Now remember, we've been talking about the last few days about the blood of Jesus. We've actually done it for a couple weeks now, but we specifically honed in on the aspect of being redeemed out of the hand of the devil. From Psalm 107, verse 2. Today, I want to talk about a different concept, but one that's just as important. John 10:28. I give unto them eternal life. Who's that? True believers. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. Those who become true believers in Christ Jesus and get engrafted into the branch of Christ and make that crossover on that bridge from the cross to grace. We find ourselves in a place where God's mercy has been shed abroad in our hearts. And because of that, we are the Father's child. A transfer has been made at that point. You've been brought out of the kingdom of the enemy, out of the hands of the devil, and you've been put into the hands of God in a place of grace. The scripture says that Jesus went down into the bowels of hell, and he took the keys away of Satan, his authority, for each and every one of our lives, and gave us the opportunity to become the children of God. After his death at the cross, and in between his time of his appearance afterwards, during his resurrection, Christ openly defeated Satan and showed forth his glory and took away his authority over our lives and gave us an opportunity by receiving him to enter into the grace of God and into a place where we're no longer at the manipulative, powerful influence of the enemy, but sheltered under the wings of the Almighty. A transfer was made from the devil's hands into the Lord's hands. Our lives, our hearts, our souls. Notice that this transfer is effective and able to benefit us only when we do one thing, when we say so. When we say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you are redeemed, say it. If you do not say it, your redemption is not effective. It is the word of your testimony that makes the blood effective. It was your accepting him and repenting of your sins that touched God's heart as your life was opened up before the Lord, and he came in and became a part of making a transaction in your life and being able to become propitiation for you. An opportunity came for you to complete that transaction and follow through in the grace of God and take upon his name in baptism and allow the Holy Spirit to begin to minister in your life and see the fruits of God's grace. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as you follow through and spoke the word and prayed the word and considered things of God, the process of salvation, the mercies of God have become effective in your heart and life. Salvation is a process whereby we one day will see him. But we can't enter in without his mercy at the cross. And as we do and are snatched out of the hand of the devil and placed in the hands of the Lord, it's hard for the devil to take you back because you're God's kid. And I'm telling you, I'm a jealous parent. And I'm not going to let somebody just take my kids away or whatnot and do whatever they want to without first going through me or talking with me or whatever when it comes to their lives being that which is exposed to something it shouldn't be. And I especially was that way when they were younger. Now they have husbands, and so it's a little bit different. Most of them are all grown up except one. But there's a place of ever watching as a father. And I'm happy for my daughters with the wonderful husbands they have. And I'm thankful for my son and the different ones and the stepkids and everything who have walked in the grace of God. You know something? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And where there has not been the application of God's grace where it should be, and where there is not an effective step-by-step approach in walking in the mercy of God, I pray. I pray for my loved ones. I pray for my friends. I pray for my kids because I want to see them working it out, seeing it through, seeing the power of God in action in their life, and seeing how beautiful He is, our Lord, and how He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The world's going to let you down. People in the society are going to let you down. Governments are going to let you down. Things are going to let you down. But He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I found that His mercy endures forever. And even when I stumble and fall, even when I've kind of relinquished myself over to the enemy, allowed myself to become exposed to him, God's mercy, when I call upon Him, is quick at holding on to me, not allowing me to escape, not allowing me to go over onto the other side. Today, I want you to know He loves you. There's a transfer that's been made. And if you have believed in Him and come unto Him and know Him, no matter where you're at in that relationship, He loves you. And He wants you to call upon His name today. He wants to share with you in your life. And He wants to bless you in so many ways. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for those who called in today. God, minister to them right now. Let their hearts, no matter where they are in their relationship with you, recognize, hey, a transfer has been made. I'm in the Lord's hand. It might seem I'm exposed to Satan right now. It might seem like, you know, all hell is given loose in a sense. But greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I just have to speak. I just have to speak and reclaim the promises. Reclaim the fact that I'm bought by the blood and Jesus is going to rescue me. He is going to perform a miracle. He loves me. And I say so. Amen. And I know that I have victory in His name. Through faith. Amen and amen. Would you say so today? Would you speak out what God has done for you? Would you reclaim your inheritance? Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard and did everything he could to get that. Finally, it took the manipulative schemes of an evil wife to see him claim it. But it wasn't the will of God. But Naboth wasn't going to give up that vineyard for anything. And folks, no matter what happens in your heart and life, even if it gets really bad and it seems like God is nowhere to be found, don't give up on your inheritance. I've seen low days in my life. I've seen tough circumstances. I'm going through some personal things right now. I've been betrayed badly in the last few months by real close friends of mine who I never would have perceived would have done such to me. But Jesus' love has come forth like never before. Jesus has become more personal to me. The Father's love has come back to me in a way that I never would have thought of. And God will to you. The Holy Spirit is reaching out to you right now. The Lord wants you to know how much He loves you. He doesn't want you snatched out. He doesn't want you to be lost. He doesn't want you confounded. He doesn't want you to be at Satan's beck and call. He wants you to know that He's as close as the mention of His name. His love is extravagant today, and it wants to be extravagantly showed towards you. Amen. If you need to reach us at Covenant Grace Ministry, please do. Call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. I really want you to know, you might be at a low point today, and I don't know why I'm re-emphasizing this, probably because I've gone through it myself, and in the last year, through struggles physically, through struggles after a terrible car accident, after struggles with relationships and best friends betraying me, God has shown me His love, and He loves you so very much today. And He cares for you. And He will come to you. You got to say so. Reclaim that place you have in His love. And see His love just encapsulate you in His arms today. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with us on the prayer line.